this isn't your first rodeo. I know that you know a thing or two about the simple math of energy in and energy out, i.e., you've got to burn more energy through movement than you put in through your mouth in the form of food. And you've studied up a bit on nutrition. A whole lot less processed food, a whole lot more vegetables. You probably have a handle on what you need to do to manipulate your metabolism to burn more fat. And I'm guessing you have experienced firsthand the way your body sometimes reacts to your attempted manipulations. If it thinks that you're going through a drought or famine, it does its best to store fat to protect you. Unfair, but true. The details of what to put in your mouth and how much to exercise are, of course, super important when it comes to weight loss and weight maintenance. And I want you to learn as much as you can about nutrients and calories and the importance of timing when it comes to eating. Again, I encourage you to read the Skinny Rules for the facts and principles that will put you on a path to a much healthier weight. And I encourage you to cook more for yourself and to try new and weight-friendly recipes. I've got a book for that too, Skinny Meals. But then, you've got to follow through on your intentions to cook and eat better, to listen to your body, and to stop eating when you're full. Because that's what skinny people have the willpower to do, right? But what is willpower? People who don't struggle with their weight seem to have self-control in spades, so much so that it seems natural, effortless. You seem to lack it. Conjuring willpower and using it takes a megadose of conscious effort, effort you just don't have in you. To my trained eye, willpower is all about mindset. More specifically, a skinny mindset. And there's good science to prove that I'm onto something. Mind over matter. Your mindset is your outlook on life, your underlying attitudes, biases, and assumptions about how the world works and your place in it. It's a disposition shaped by years of experiences and countless influences. What you were exposed to as a child contributes to your present-day mindset. Your parents' and friends' attitudes, their politics, their health, their moods, their work ethic. And what you deal with every day shapes it as well. Your job, your day-to-day stress level, and the health and mood of the person you're dating or living with. Yes, as you'll learn in Chapter 5, who you hang out with is more important than you might think. People with what's called a fixed mindset believe that strengths and capabilities are pretty much out of individual control. Instead, they believe that capabilities are either innate, you're born with them, or attributable to external influences and triggers. Something someone else does to or for them, something they buy, what they eat or drink. Those with a growth mindset believe that abilities are not finite, and also not dependent on an external event or influence. Instead, they believe that individual effort can expand and improve talents or capabilities on its own. You can have fixed mindsets about some things, and growth mindsets about others. It all depends on what you've been conditioned to believe and in what context.